NASA and its partners who run the International Space Station finally have reached an agreement allowing millionaire Denis Tito to visit the space station. Tito is paying the Russians an estimated $20 million for the week-long trip. NASA initially objected, even refused to let Tito train with its astronauts, but now is trying to make the best of things. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
NASA officials have never liked the idea that a rich guy can buy his way into orbit. The space station is not a hotel, they insist. But the Russians are short on cash, so the five partners, the U.S., Russia, Canada, Japan, and the European Space Agency, struck a deal. Tito can come to their space station, but he must sign a waiver, so NASA and other agencies will not be liable if something goes wrong. If Tito breaks something while he's there, he'll have to pay for it. Mike Hawes is NASA's Deputy Associate Administrator for Space Science.
We've taken the appropriate steps. We have asked folks outside of the program to come and review our plans to make sure that perhaps we're not a little bit too close to the forest. So I think overall that this is a good plan, but it is not a place to stop.
Hawes says the agencies need to hammer out firm guidelines for who should be allowed to visit the space station in the future and under what conditions. They're still concerned that Tito will get in the way of scheduled work, so for the moment, Hawes says, NASA is not planning on getting much done for the week Tito is on board.
We would be really trying to focus activities on just kind of the bare minimum, maintain the space station, maintain the crew health, until we understand the situation on orbit, and then the crew and the ground control teams will be able to take action to plan to add activities back.
If station work is significantly curtailed, NASA may seek some sort of compensation from Russia, he said. Tito's vacation in space is scheduled to begin on Saturday. A Russian Soyuz vehicle will carry him and two cosmonauts to the station. He will be briefed on safety when he arrives. He will not be allowed to enter U.S. parts of the station without an escort. Tito has been training with the Russian cosmonauts, says he knows how to handle emergencies and run many of the systems on the space station. But some argue that being an astronaut is about more than training. It's even now about having the right stuff. Jerry Lininger is an astronaut and author of the book Off the Planet, which describes his time on Mir.
Space is the frontier. I can tell you, based on my 5 months on Mir, fires, near collisions, tumble out of control, total loss of power, lots of things happen that we did not expect. And there is no doubt in my mind that we got by the skin of our teeth many times, and only because people remained calm, people knew what to do, we were trained properly. We are not to the stage that we should be sending up routinely untrained, non-professional people into space.
Routinely may be the key word. NASA has given members of Congress rides on the space shuttle in the past. The big question may be what happens the next time someone comes along and offers even more money to sleep among the stars. NASA official Mike Hawes had this comment. Tourists in space are inevitable, he said. This is just all happening earlier than anticipated. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.